Hey, Phineas, how you going, brother?
It's good. Nice to talk to you again.
It's good to hear your voice. Where are you in the world right now? Is that a silly question? Because obviously you're just home like the rest of us.
I am home. But, you know, that's rare for me these last couple years. So I'm trying to look on the bright side and enjoy my time at home, you know, even though it's mandated. It feels a little bit like being under house arrest.
Right? You said you're at home, which is different for you because I know that, you know, I read that most of this EP, Blood Harmony, was written when you were on tour. So like in tour buses and airplanes and hotels.
Yes, like, that's very true. Yeah, it was all, I mean, almost the entire EP was written and recorded like while we were on tour in different hotel rooms. And I think mainly it was just I've always recorded at my house, and I didn't live at my house for a couple of years because we were, you know, just on the road all the time, and I didn't want to stop writing music. So I didn't let it. I just was like, all right, I'm going to keep trying.
And I love Let's Fall in Love for the Night. And what I love is the title of it makes me feel like Frank Sinatra or Dean Martin could sing it. It really feels like one of those like old time tongue in cheek love songs. Let's Fall in Love for the Night. The sound of it is very different, but I love this song. It's seriously cool. And you know, like obviously you can sing because like, you know, most people who I imagine are such good songwriters, producers, musicians can sing, but the vocals are pretty sick as well, Phineas. Well done. It's a tick from me.
Thanks very much. That's very kind of you. I really appreciate it.
True. Where did you write it? Do you even remember? Like, can you even remember where in the world you were when each of these songs was born?
I do. I think in a weird way, it sort of helps you remember. I think it like it keeps them in your head. I wrote the entire song I wrote the entire song in Osaka in Japan.
Oh, that's one of my favorite cities on the planet.
Pretty wild city, isn't it?
Yes, it's so pretty cool. Crazy. I love them. Japan's the best, but Osaka's my favorite part of my favorite country. So, of course, you wrote a song I love
in
Osaka.
It's a crazy place. Yeah, and in fact, now the cover art for it is just the EP cover. But I put the song out on its own a while ago, and the cover art was just a picture of this guy in I think Kyoto, Japan.
Oh, I love that.
That's what I was looking up at.
All right, I'm going to tell everyone listening, get around this EP. We're about to press play on Let's Fall in Love for the Night. Are there any other huge tracks that are about to drop and go number one that you also produced that we need to know about, or should we just stay tuned to see which next pop banger comes out and then we fall in love with it and then find out afterwards? Oh, of course it was produced by Phineas.
Well, that's sweet of you. My hope is that no one ever knows until they look up the credits, because I don't want to like make all artists sound like they're produced by me.
No, you do that well, because I was looking at your discography and I realized that you produced a Julia Michaels JP Sachs song that we're obsessed with, If the World Was Ending, and I was like,
isn't that song awesome?
Oh,
I love that song.
God.
I didn't write it, I only produced it.
Just
so
produced.
I get
we'll
to talk
song.
About how good it is, but it's so good.
It's such a good song. Sending love from Australia, Phineas. Thank you so much for making time to hang on this crazy time we're all in.
I mean, thanks for giving me something to do. I'm just bored. Just making music and bored. I have very fond memories of hanging out in the studio with you and my sister. And it was simpler times.
Wasn't it?
I hope we get to come.
Yeah, so we won't take them for granted ever again.
Yeah.